Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. As we learned in last week's episode of Poems on Air, poets with debut collections are making a mighty noise in the genre. Another example of righteous noise is Michael Klaber Diggs' collection, Worldly Things, winner of the Max Ritvo Poetry Prize. A Pushcart Prize nominee and fellow with the Givens Foundation for African American Literature, Klaber Diggs teaches creative writing in Augsburg University's Low Res MFA program and at St. Paul Conservatory for Performing Artists, and is an instructor for the Minnesota Prison Writing Workshop. Today's poem is Every Morning by Michael Klaber Diggs. Every morning. Morning. Walking my neighborhood, I come upon a colony of ants busy at work. I take care not to step on any and miss them all, then encounter up a ways a fellow traveler greeting the day. I am frightening her. No, she is afraid of me. Is she an introvert? Is she a neighbor? Is she just in from the burbs, from the country? Is she scared of the inner city? Am I the inner city? Is she racist? Shouldn't I be the wary one? Or is she a survivor, like me? It can't be what I'm wearing, khakis, a blue and white checkered button-down shirt, and the nylon sandals I favor because they're comfortable. My feet can breathe in them. Dear friends, I am the nicest man on earth, and I want to shout, morning! But just then, a weaver or carpenter, just then, a pharaoh or fire or pavement, just then, a little black ant struggles by alone, alone. And in that moment, I want us to give ourselves over to industry, carry the weight of the day together. Lighten it. I want to be part of a colony where I feel easy walking around, cool as the goddamn breeze, where I can breathe, build structures sturdier and grander than this. But the woman crosses to the other side of the street, and I do what I usually do, retreat into myself as far as I can, then send out whatever's left. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast will be available on the library's website and wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.